Capital 263.
Hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Try to make a bag of memories.
Anyway, hello Zimbabwe. yeah. What's up? Louis, help me, bruh.
Right.
I got it.
Like, I'm trying to look for my vibe. Like, you're all looking at me like I'm stupid.
Yeah, no, first you say that.
I do, but
then
like
I say
today.
Something. Right, so let's restart. Say, Right, it's cousin Louis, Lala, and the Queen Dre, and we have Nash.
Yo, what's
in
up
the studio.
Y'all all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
I appreciate you for having us out here. You know,
oh, fantastic.
Lala, you look beautiful. Appreciate you, too. Producer looking nice too. You know what I'm saying?
Subacting! Yo, guys. So what did you guys do during the weekend?
Right, so Saturday.
No, actually, wait. If you're joining us for the first time, the Hangover Show.
Yes, we are the Hangover.
Is basically, it explores bowel culture as we have it in Zimbabwe. So if you haven't joined us before, it's your first time, I don't know where the fuck you've been. But yeah.
Club entertainment.
Yeah.
That's all we're about.
So what did you do this weekend?
Right, so on Friday, where was I? Friday, I was at Pariah.
You're always a fucking Pariah.
Yeah, that's home ground. Saturday.
Wait, do you get free drinks? Don't say that's
not
a yes.
Not really.
That's a yes.
Not really.
That's a yes.
Okay, so Dre is saying I get free dick. Okay, so guys, this is what
do
happened.
You?
I have a gay friend,
yes,
right?
You.
And this gay friend buys me drinks, you know. Check us to exclusive events, all that. And
in other words, he's your blesser, and you just haven't fucked him yet because you're not sure who you fuck with.
I am never gonna fuck him. And okay, wait. When you say I'm gonna fuck him, you mean like I'm gonna be giving him to
no,
him?
No, I said you haven't fucked him because you don't know what you fuck
like
with yet.
Giving dick to him, or
you can give receive same
dick?
WhatsApp group.
What she's trying to say is, bro, you probably just gonna get it up the ass, bro. Like, ain't
no, hell no. I told you guys once, I've suffered from hemorrhoids at some point and it really hurts. So no, I'm not taking
but
dick.
But you're drinking
in my
the
ass.
Drink though.
Yes, I love alcohol. I mean, I love wine. I love.
Alright, besides Pariah, what did you do?
Okay, so Saturday in the evening, we went to Ocean Basket. It's like a culture. My cousin and I, we always have to go somewhere every month. And Sunday, I was back at Pariah.
Wow. Nash, what did you do?
You really love Pariah, bro.
Like, really home ground?
No, I didn't do much, man. Friday, I was just chilling at the house, bored out of my mind, looking for money. But Saturday, definitely hit up Unplugged. You know how we do. Arrived there with the spot, with the boys. I'm sorry you couldn't be there. You did.
Yeah, I love the fact that he said he was chilling at his house, bored to life, I think. Making
that was
money.
Basically my
and making money. I'm like, huh?
Well, except the money part.
You're chilling and making money.
You don't have to.
You must be living the life, boy.
Nah, you see what happened was you can't just be making money to be, you know, to be happy, you know, or to have fun. You just have to do what you do. My money just flows in naturally, you know. All I have to do is just be here. I'm making money. All
right. And what's the natural way, my brother?
The natural way is you go to work, bro. You know how we do.
But you were chilling at home.
I was chilling at home, but I didn't say where at home.
Anyway, how was Unplugged?
No, Unplugged was lit.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of came through. She did the business. I personally didn't like it.
You did, why?
Nah, she kind of is not my speed. She's way too sappy for me.
What's sappy?
I said sappy, not stappy people.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
I apologize. Stabby. All right, let me just go back to my game. I said,
what time did she perform?
Around 7 o'clock.
What time did she finish?
Around like 7:30.
Really? She performed for 30 minutes?
7:30, yeah.
Wow. My head.
Right, around that time. I have no idea who Shekane is. Okay, I think
Louis,
which artist
do you know in life? Which artist do you name one? Surprise me.
Amara Brown.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Anyway. But so okay, do you think she did justice?
Yeah, she knew what she was doing. She picked up her crowd, you know. She made the party jump.
Mm-hmm.
But then for me, it was just the same song.
Which
she
song?
She only had one song, that suited song. That song was fire.
Which other songs did she perform?
I think she also performed like Take It Back to the Beach.
What song is that?
Let's Take It Back to the Beach.
Oh, that's her?
Yeah, with Kyle. Okay. Whatchamacallit.
No, I didn't know it was her. I didn't know it was her. So.
Wasn't that Nikki?
Nikki, I'm better than your life.
It's like to the beach, beach,
No, that was
Nikki.
No,
what,
that's not the song, bro.
Ah, you guys, what is this?
I think during withdrawals.
You know what? Just relax, bro.
Okay.
Don't worry, I got you, bro.
I don't know this artist. I don't know them.
Anyway.
Whoa. Sorry.
But yeah, I wish I was there to see, like, Wagwan. Because she's my girl. But, like, I feel like if she represented, then that's fine.
Nah, she did the business. But the DJ after her.
Who's that, Reverb?
Nah, that
Reverb is lit.
No, but then they killed it.
Yeah, Reverb is Reverb. Okay, Dre, you know what?
Oh, yeah. did my boy Union 5 perform? Was he there? Union 5?
No, number one.
Number one.
Oh, God.
I
mean, we never see your boys.
Yo, but this guy is so good.
You can't get you too much time and that's what my boys are. Go. Anyway.
No, he's actually good. He's actually good.
Okay, Chibo. I mean, Bachi.
God damn. This good track. Oh, he's a beatboxer and.
It's okay, Chibo Mira. It's okay. We'll come.
He's got a few tracks. He's got a few good tracks.
Like what, bro? Like what? What's he got?
God damn.
Like
Dre, won't go daughter running here, DJ.
Is that how?
Oh, yeah. So, Dre, over to you.
I'm not even supposed to be talking, y'all. But your comments are killing me. First of all, Shakira doesn't have one song. Don't be that nigga.
I think it was saying like she had plenty of songs, right? But then songs, but all the songs sounded like one song.
Exactly.
Like it's so trash.
But she,
it's so trash. It sounded like just one song.
Wait, no, I didn't say that. I'm just saying she had the one song that hyped the cry about.
I'm just trying to have you back.
Just
went there. Shush.
Let's just hear what Dre has to say.
Why I wasn't there? Because last time I was there, someone stole my phone. Like I was actually holding my phone to my ear, and this guy pushed me and just snatched my phone from there. And I knew for a fact this guy was from, I don't know,
what?
From Glenora.
From the guest.
What? Hold up. Representing the whole of Glenora.
What you trying to say about the ghetto?
Two phones per cent. We're okay when it comes to phones. We need them for phones.
Alright. I'm from the north and I have one phone. And see, she has two phones. Where'd you get the other phone?
I just have my iPhone 14 data. Today, anyway, my $50, my $70,
Alright, still unplugged. I'm not going there anytime soon. I'm not going back there.
Alright, guys.
Probably
so,
jacked your shit because you was.
Do you know who Shekinah is, Louis, though? I'm just curious.
I know she's female.
And.
Oh, you don't say.
And. she's probably light.
Oh my God. You know what?
Wait, why do you think she's late?
I don't know. Okay.
She light skinned. No, just sit there.
She's probably light skinned, yeah, but I don't think she is. Is she?
Nah, she kinda ain't light skinned.
She must be dark.
She got that chocolate.
She's dark.
She got that chocolate.
I think she's dark.
Nah, she's chocolate.
When you look at her, you cannot see, you just think that maybe she's light or she's dark. You're not sure, actually.
Okay, so, all right, you guys. Okay, please give me one song that Shekinah
did.
Yeah.
Suited. I'm a
huge Shekinah fan. I had fun. There was, she performed On It. She performed To The Beach. She performed Different. She performed Suited. She performed, she didn't do Your Eyes, though. But there were like 5 or 6 or 7 songs that she did. But, you know, from talking to her before she went on the performance, I think what I appreciated was that she knew that her reach wasn't in Zimbabwe as much as she wants to be. And she actually said, I hope that people will vibe with us and learn
she's
more songs.
Just be quiet.
Okay.
I'm cousin. Anyway, she's South African. And she said that she was very excited about coming to Zimbabwe and she was hoping that this experience would make people learn her music and know about her more and hopefully she would be able to come back and yeah, stuff like that. So if you want to hear more about Shekinah and what she thought, we managed to do a very quick snippet of the lounge with her so you can listen to the end of the podcast for like our one-on-one with her. But before that... What's happening? Langan Duo was. What do you mean?
Back to the main topic.
What is the main topic?
Before that, we're going to have... You guys are so funny. We're going to have the trumpet and the buzz. But before we do all of that, let's hear what the weekend calendar is.
She's a freak of the week. Everybody, see, she's a freak.
What are people? Welcome to Withdrawals, your cure, your number one cure to withdrawal symptoms every weekend.
Literally.
Slap it.
You ain't having shit. All right. So what did you guys get up to? How was your last weekend? Hoping that you had fun at our previous lineup. What to look forward to this weekend is karaoke at 49 Cork Road, Avondale on Thursday at, there's going to be Chef T Texas Barbecue. So for everybody who's interested in doing karaoke and stuff, just go there and sing some notes, hit some notes, miss some notes, but most importantly, have fun. And then just after that, there is the old school party hosted by ZFM to celebrate its 6th anniversary at the venue in Avondale, and it's starting at 6 p.m. And the theme for dressing is Summer of 99. It's $10 before 9 p.m. Also on the lineup is DJ Kimball's, Kimball Rogers, Teach Mataz, Robbie T, Tony Friday, DJ Munya, Reverb Seven, DJ Smith, DJ Nida, P Styles, Judgment Yard, and all that. So on Friday, make sure you pull up for that ting. You understand? There is a Clash of the Giants at Alex Sports Club on the 1st of September, starting at 3 p.m. till late. Nash, urwo farire ne wana.
Ah, but Clash of the Giants, the one to go in the
Clash of the Giants, dia my venue.
Yeah, and the open. Because you got the man of the moment, Sakura, performing right there. You know, I'm fucking with that.
Yeah, I fucks with that too. All right. So in Mutare, look out for the Mutare Spin Show for all of you. People that love cars and all of that shit, or order that shit. Admission is $5 at the Mutare Motoring Club, and the gates open at 1 p.m. So please note that no cooler boxes are going to be allowed. So on the steering wheels is going to be Team No Lose, Team Fat Cat, Snap On, New Boys, and Mabanditi. And entertaining you will be selector base on the decks. So yeah, that's your weekend. Make sure, wait, hold up. I forgot something. The queen of fashion, Pokelo, is hosting her birthday celebrations at Club Sankai on Saturday as well. Oh, she's the queen of swagger. Swaggerlicious. Takura nanati o waringawariko. And
Chitundum serem seri a chiriko futi.
I'm feeling sorry for Club Sankai and the cleaners after that. But yeah, yo, pull up, have fun with the queen, chichi. Hope you get selfies and all of that. All of that. If you get a chance, just give Pokele a hug. Touch her skin. Just feel she's real. I mean,
Aywa, don't do that.
She's so pretty. So thank you guys. That was Withdrawals, curing your withdrawal symptoms every Thursday right here on The Hangover. Stay tuned for more.
She got that sauce, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, what's that?
Anyway, welcome to The Buzz, guys. And today's topic is why alcohol and sex look good in the same sentence. So I'll start with you, Nash, because you're an alcoholic.
Oh, appreciate you for saying that.
Why does alcohol and sex, why do you think alcohol and sex look good in the same sentence?
Nah, see, the thing is with sex and alcohol, they just go hand in hand because alcohol gets you where you need to be. For me, speaking as an alcoholic, I fucks with that shit. It gets me a certain level of high where if you see a girl, you just want to try to do some nasty shit to her. You know? Trying to in the blender. Exactly. Like, I heard this voice note on WhatsApp. You know what I'm the homie clearly just said it. Put the bitch in the blender and fuck the shit out of her. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to do. When I'm drunk, mm-hmm. I'm that guy. Mm. Just put you in the motherfucking blender. Just fuck that shit up. I don't have time to be trying to romance, you know.
But like, don't you think sometimes alcohol like makes you low key sloppy?
No, never that.
Or does, cause there are guys who do get sloppy.
Yeah, you know, they are guys like.
So is it what you drink? Or is it like, what is it?
I couldn't call us. Cause it's a quantity.
Okay.
What do you drink? Quality over quantity.
What do you drink?
It's me. I'm more of a Hennessy man. Cognac, my guy. Nothing more, nothing less. I drink Hennessy when I'm in the club with the homies. Sometimes, Tumbumwasirop, we had that limited edition with the lights. But if you drink quality, you'll know what you're doing. But then if you drink for quantity, your dick, no movement. It's just sloppy joke.
Right, so what I think, you know, alcohol just brings out that wild side. I think.
No, what do you mean? Okay, Louis, do you drink? Chimbadera, do you drink?
I do drink.
What have you fucked drunk before? Or at least two city sober?
I don't get drunk.
What do you drink, actually?
I don't get
drunk. What do you mean? You don't
get drunk? I don't get drunk because, okay, so I know most people, like, 8 shots, you're out, right?
Yeah.
But I've gone past 10 and I think all I could feel was a bit dizzy, but then I was still good.
Why do you think you don't get drunk?
Super dry. My metabolism is quite good.
I don't believe that, bro. I feel like when you take shots, do you take them simultaneously or like just, you know?
But no, not simultaneously.
Then
no.
That's why you don't. That's why you don't. If you take a shot, if you take two, then you take another two, upon a short weed.
Oh, so
and like
eight shots.
This is a girl who has a shitty alcohol tolerance, and even I know that.
Nah, like you ain't got shit, bro.
I said alcohol tolerance.
You're terrible. Wow.
Anyway. Alright, so back to sex and alcohol.
Yeah.
So I was saying, I think, you know, people have this mindset that when you drink, inner you comes out.
Yeah, that's right? True.
But that's a mindset.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
No, but to a certain extent, it's true.
How?
All the truth comes out of you.
But don't you think if you tell yourself that there's another side of me that's there?
Exactly even, there.
Okay. Even really sober. Don't you think it will still come out?
Nah.
Because I feel like if you tell yourself I need something for that side, it's just a mindset.
But let me just force myself to sleep. So alcohol, you know what I'm saying? Alcohol brings up the real you. Even though you try to be Miss Goody Two Shoes and end up changing every Sunday.
So what's that you comes out?
Me.
Mm-hmm. The real you.
The real me comes out.
Right? The gay you.
What's the real? The gay you.
The gay you.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah, you mean that shit. You mean that shit. The gay you fucking. You know what, Louis? The next time.
I want to see a reaction.
Don't do that.
I swear to God, I want to see a reaction.
Sorry, Tatoko won that song, so don't talk.
I actually want to see your reaction, you guys.
Zimbabwe imagines good Omega.
I am not.
That's the gay you.
The gay you comes out. That's good for you.
No, I am not gay.
Well done, bruv. Well done. Thank you.
I am not gay.
Now, we've been knowing that she was in the closet. We appreciate you now for coming out. Welcome to the party.
And you know, the weirdest thing is, just an hour ago, you know, we're having sex about gay people with gay
people. You're having sex about gay people.
No, come on, sorry. We're having conversation about sex in the bathroom. Bro. So, okay. So I was talking to my gay friend and I was telling him, you know what? I've had sex in the bathroom, right? He's saying, yeah, I've also done the same thing. I'm like, huh?
Okay. First of all, you received dick in the bathroom?
Let's
not call people gay friends. Let's just call our friends.
Thank you.
When you start saying gay friends, we get a lot of ideas. Second of all, that opened the rank nash. The real him, the one that comes out. Twitter be I not to Jacques.
Nah. I go man. All right. Chisaga, my bus.
Okay, I'm in the dark. What's happening?
It's okay, Steve.
What's happening?
It's all right.
Nah, it's okay, bro. I think this just went over your head, but we'll bring you back into it. But it's not even like that. Usually people just start listening to me, but all I'm speaking is a bunch of bullshit. Like, I feel like, Lala, you know me. If Dylan was here, oh, wait, shit, there you are. If he was here.
But I feel like you say bullshit regardless.
No, I don't speak bullshit. Most of the time it's just nonsense.
Same thing.
See, there's a difference between bullshit and nonsense.
What's the hugest difference, Nesh?
Bullshit is me just lying through my teeth just to get some fuck, bro. And then nonsense is just saying shit just to make people feel good.
What's that? But That's the difference. Because still you're going to have to tell this shit to make her feel good because you want some, don't you? Explain that difference. Explain.
You guys, there's no need to explain. It's all the same thing.
No, let him explain.
Okay.
All right, explain.
Please explain.
I promise you the answer will be the same. I promise you.
Nah, there's no way it's going to be the same because bullshit. See, bullshit when you're trying to fuck sounds completely different. Because no one knows how to la la why is that? No one wants a baby. I drive a Bentley. You need to show what I'm going to do. No one knows how to do San Kai. And then nonsense is then those kind of go bana. Zero deposit, zero to give. As a school duck. You're good tambuzika, over chago. As a motion of what good tambuzika, but you that will force a movement. As a squeeter. As a squeeter. No nonsense. What is it? What is it? But bullshit is just a. It's just an overhyped lie. And then nonsense is just dumb. Straight up.
I guess so.
Bullshit is just an overhyped lie. And then nonsense is just dumb shit.
I guess if you put it like that, then you can low-key make it.
Yeah, but you know, and the funny thing is we actually spoke about guys like you just, I think, about two episodes prior.
First of all, guys
like you know, wannabe blessers, like, you know, I'm friends with this guy and all that. I'm like, God damn. You know, in your bullshit, please don't lie to these girls, man. Don't lie to these girls.
Homie, what you're missing is the point that I'm not trying to be a wannabe blessed. I'm just trying to get some pussy. I already seen you in the club. You drink it. No.
Okay, anyway, question.
Sure.
Is it true that does alcohol give you a certain confidence when it comes to sex?
Most definitely.
Nah, definitely. Not for me. No. It really doesn't.
Nah, alcohol.
You pick a struggle.
Okay,
you
here's
said,
the thing.
This is what you said. You said you don't get drunk.
Uh-huh.
Right? And now you're saying not for you.
Yeah, like...
It
really doesn't change my act. Right, like the way I act, the way you guys perceive me,
but you
it will
don't
not
get
change.
Drunk, so
but
how
you
would
you
fucking
drunk,
know?
So you know, bro.
Okay, like I said, you guys, I'm a science guy, right? And what I have to tell you is that it's all, it's all freaking mental, man. Like, what the fuck? It's all mental.
It's
like
not
it,
mental,
it really doesn't change.
Okay, I'm gonna
you,
ask
but,
you this
but
question.
But the fact
again.
That you've heard that before.
I think that's how we started. He said something.
No, okay. My question is, have you ever fucked drunk? Yes or no?
Well, I've drank and I wasn't feeling drunk.
Louis, Daddy, have you ever fucked drunk? Yes or no?
Yes. I wasn't drunk. But I drank.
Have you ever fucked drunk? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
Back to us.
I don't know. I can't relate to this topic, honestly, because, the times I've fucked drunk, I was too drunk to remember.
Fuck, Lala, you got raped. Oh, God,
I didn't get raped. It wasn't rape.
Actually,
it was one of those I didn't remember the act. Like, I knew we were like trying to fuck, but I actually don't remember. If that day he had bad performance, I wouldn't know.
That's how drunk I was.
Okay. But yeah, there is a line that you shouldn't cross.
What do you mean?
When you're having trying to have that drunk sex, there's a line you shouldn't cross.
What's that line?
See, there's that line where this girl's really drunk.
Yeah.
Like, she can barely even move.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
You can't have sex with a girl like that and then come wake up the next morning and tell your homies, yo, brah, me and that girl had mad sex.
Mm-hmm.
You raped the girl, bro.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But, like,
that's what I think.
No, I'm saying that's the line.
Oh, okay.
If she's so drunk, she doesn't even know how to walk, or she can't even move.
Then you still hit.
Still hit that.
Nah,
bro, that's just rape.
Nah.
So to all the homies out there, don't do that.
Mm-mm. It's rape.
That's rape, bro. Because she actually has a case on you. Don't do that. But then, if you know that this chick is wild and she's even dancing in the club, she's even grinding on you, grabbing your dick in the club, I would suggest take that bitch to the bathroom, put her in the motherfucking blender, and fuck the shit out of her. Like, there's no way you can miss that. You can't miss that opportunity. That's all yours.
But have you ever... Okay, question before we go to the next segment. Have you ever had... Like, okay, what was your best sex? Were you drunk or were you sober?
I was actually fucking drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did all the shit that I seen in porn.
Wow.
And, you know... We even walked outside naked, you know, underneath the stars.
Wow.
Yo, like my house.
But that sounds like some high shit.
I feel like if my house...
More than it does sound like drug shit.
Nah, bro. I feel like if my house could speak...
Yeah.
It would tell me that it never wants to see me again, bro. Because my walls have seen a lot of shit. I've had a lot of jizz on them. You know what I'm saying? It's so sad.
Yeah, anyway.
God damn.
You heard it from the alcoholics. Nasty. He's representing alcoholics. So yeah, I can't, like I said, I can't relate because I'm a stoner, so.
Yeah,
but anyway.
A stoner.
Stay tuned for the next segment.
Straight up.
And the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go.
I respect my home. Main chick comes home. Main chick comes home.
Okay.
Everyone else, nah, fuck it.
Anyway.
So where do you fuck?
This is the trumpet.
In the fucking bathroom or in your house.
Hey, yo. This is the trumpet. And we're talking about how to lose a girl or a guy or your next person in a club. Yeah.
That's a wingman's job.
What do you mean?
Man. Don't
what do you mean?
As a wingman... That's your job.
No. Right?
If I want to lose someone, that's where you come in.
Why would you put
why
the
can't you just ditch the person
lie,
by yourself?
Bro. Don't put the wingman in your lie. Your wingman is the guy that gets you the girl.
For goodness sake, you've been marinating this chick, finessing on this chick. Then later on, you find someone better, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing you found someone better. And the only way to lose this girl is tell, hey, boy, I need you to lose this person.
Nah.
Right? Then you come in.
Nah, there's no way. Because my wingman, Dylan, would know that he doesn't do that. Mm-mm. We just make up a lie, straight up. It's either we're going to go get some bottles.
Well, you said we, right? So
yes.
He's winging.
Nah, he is not doing nothing to this girl. He's not talking to her. He's not even going to look at her the right way. He's just going to walk away. How's it going to go by? What was that? What's that bigger? Is he talking about? Dylan would usually say, I'm going to roll a charis. Right? I'm going to baby. I'm going to say, I'm going to roll a bodoroji. Patebo. Right? Pak to daroga. Numbers are going to Tokufonera. We'll call you when we are ready.
Okay, but wait, question. Okay, let's create a scenario. This person that you're trying to lose, Munoyanae, is it someone you met in the club? Like, what scenario are we painting? Because I'm confused, like, all which right, angle to take this?
Be guaranteed with it.
Yes,
but
how?
You're a placeholder. You're zero.
Yeah, but you guys, remember the question is, how do you lose the person, right?
That's what I'm saying.
You came with a person.
Exactly.
And you can't just say bye.
Which scenario is it? Because for me, I feel like if you hit me up, like, yo, are you going to unplugged? And yeah, you come get me the whole nine yards. And then you then ditch me. Like, I feel like...
I don't want garage in the blind.
No.
Lift.
No, but does not depend on because okay, you when you hit a girl up, and did it? What's the aim? And the aim is to fuck, is it not?
Yeah,
and did it? So that's what I'm saying, Kuti. When you then ditch me 1 liter from home. Don't you think that's a bit much?
Nah, it's not a bit much.
Or don't you think it depends what kind of relation or situationship y'all have? Because if it's a, okay, for me personally, that's that happened to me before where a nigga comes, gets me, and then he sees someone else better, right? Or whatever, right? And then, yeah, but like, I'm the kind of person where gonna cheat, dagara panepchi, option A to cheat, to Z. Yeah, but like, my question, like, how, but my point is, it is situation in Guti. How's your girl who doesn't have those brains? Then what? Like, you as a guy, do you feel bad? Like, how do you do that? Cause you went to pick this girl up, right?
9 times out of 10, you don't feel bad. Let's be honest about that.
Yeah,
Nine times out of 10, you don't feel bad because you're guaranteed to get fresh pussy.
Okay.
Someone that you didn't put the work in to go get.
So, okay. Do you ditch her? Like, ditch her? Or one of those, you just go fuck the other person?
It depends, basically.
On what?
If you're a guy like me who always has like a base handy and ready where you can just go and then fuck and then come back to the same spot, it's not ditching her. You won't see your like a few hours. Then if you're gonna go fuck her again, you do that. But then at this point where you don't wanna go fresh pussy.
Anyway, but I guess like, yeah, the topic saying how. So like, how, what experiences or tips that y'all have before I say mine?
Right. If that girl is to be a rebound at some point, then I say, take your homie. Your wingman should help you out. But if you know that, you know, this girl, you don't care, then yeah, walk away. Just walk away. Cause I know at some point, a man will have a dry streak. You have a dry streak and you can't go back to that girl you ditched. You can't go back.
Well, it depends if you ask me, but
anyway. Nah, man. If you have a, as a guy, if you have a dry spell, you always have that slump bust.
Exactly. And that's the one you ditched.
Exactly, the goalkeeper.
That's the one you ditched.
No.
Remember? No. You ditched her.
I'm going to continue to play. Kuna goalkeeper. I don't got I ready and available.
Yeah, but okay.
Yes.
Where does you get to say? I didn't got it. Lala, you know what I'm saying, right?
No, I get it. It's definitely.
Like, God damn. Wait. No. What is he saying?
No, unos apane. Okay, there's situations with Gutian.
No, what is he saying?
No, let me explain what he's trying to say.
Lala, are you cheating on me?
Boy.
You played yourself.
Boy. Wow. But anyway, I think for me, I don't know if I've ever ditched someone in the club, but like, but for me, I'm just really straightforward about my ditching. I just go and drive the next person. Like, I'm done. Literally, cause half the time I'm too fucked to try and like avoid and then ditch and then give you an excuse. I'm just gonna go there, do my thing. But something has gone off.
If you bring a girl from home, right? Obviously, she doesn't have another plan to go back home. So, since I'm such a gentleman, what am I going to do? I'm just going to get the new girl and you. Then I drop you off first. No one does buy anyone. But if I meet you there and then I'm saying, you feel like a bird, you know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna start talking to Nash. Nash is gonna understand. I'm gonna say something, he's gonna answer very fast. Now it's a lie, but it seems like it's the truth.
So he's winging. This is what I was saying, you guys. Your boy will always help you.
Straight up. Yo. Moment you know about.
Right. And now, this is what I was saying, right, you guys. Your boy is always winging for you. This is what I was saying.
Let me ask you a question.
I don't know. Are we speaking English?
All right, let me ask you a question, bro. You take your girl out by yourself, bro. That chick. What do we wear? Where does it?
And you're trying to ditch. What you gonna do?
Oh shit! I'm solo.
Guitar.
I make something up. I don't know.
Like what, bro? Give us a scenario. What you gonna do?
Someone is dying. Oh,
okay, have you ever ditched anyone?
Someone is dying?
No, I've never ditched anyone, but I've helped someone ditch someone.
Oh, look at you.
The
wingman. That's why I was saying you're the wingman.
Yeah, because you guys, I've taken the bullet for so many people.
You're never the fighter pilot, always the decoy.
By the way,
it's all right.
Okay, Nash, have you ever ditched someone?
Multiple.
How? Okay, give me your best ditch.
My best ditch
scheme.
I'm not gonna give you that one because I still need to use it. So
you're so boring.
One of those, yeah. So what had happened was, right? Tatuku plaza na I was bawakuring. Plaza one bed up. So I was just chilling by the DJ box, I mean. And Rana said, "Can I see?" So I ended up to roll one match.
Then I saw this
fine ass shouty, you know, with this guy with the skimpy dress, nigga, I got boob tube, whatever you call him now, my crop top. What is it? I got out my heels, terrific, but they don't go no good about
it. Anyway,
they took him down, what is it? But I was giving her the look, she was giving me the look. Plus, the Naran Moon Wangu, but I'm not she. And I'm not depending different. I just nudged the driver to one asha. It's talk by. But bye. Driver by there still there and bye. By the side. I don't know me how much. In any bag down and wanna be in a down by now, Jesse. No twists. Upon. Dudzo. Buttercup, why is it? Pau bada paka pipa bua, nengko na panemu ni kanu mutara fair, wana sha. You feel me? I'm feeling you? I said, it's time to go. Let's ride. I know that where
Manja
we
going. Manja nakuwa ni kweiri.
Aiyo, chelera ka. Manja nengko diji. Chao kura kubai. Let's ride. Saka nda bada muna nengko kubai. Shangari, muna nengko yangu ni diji pada kwa is. Iyo, wena kupi. Nika,
And you never came back.
I don't but so go wrong. That's a good phone that you want to buy. But that I need you in any cape, no, so bad.
Did you pay for it?
No one by she number zang the cape. Ah, you. But the cape is of my own.
But why, guys, these people?
But
the way people like take away these days, dog. I'm telling you.
Ah, you go pin down by Isha. On a three, you don't want to negotiate on a three, you're ready to buy.
I know where you find those girls, but they seem dumb.
What do you mean? Hola, can I'm really cousin? Can I'm totally mean? You personally cousin?
Ah,
no. Same WhatsApp group. Same WhatsApp group.
What you get your bones?
Ah, no.
Muswa mucha ramba ni mtita ka mcha tizwe mimi.
Ah no.
Ni chimdara chachi.
Wait, oh that guy. Hey, nah, that guy's a crush on me. Ah no. He's going nowhere. I'm the one who ditch.
He's going nowhere.
That is going nowhere.
Okay, has any of you been ditched by a girl in the club?
Yeah.
How do you take that?
It's not a story that I'm proud of.
Yeah.
But nah, katun jengwa she. She didn't even hide it, bro. I'm not gonna give her any one now, is it? This is so much against. I'm gonna left here. I got a word for Navarra to go to Jemason Bo, but I'm gonna stroke our wrong. I'm gonna say to the IP, I don't want to be in the shop. I don't want to negotiate. I don't mean to say I'm gonna be in the babe. I then was my heart sank because I don't know much going up in my name. I don't know much gosh and I don't get out. But I don't want to give up once I'm gonna get a syrup and get it. Okay, numbers are good nuts.
Okay, so are you saying that for you it's a matter of do you what you're doing, but we'll hit it up later?
Yeah.
Or it just pisses you off and you're just like nah.
It's the life.
Most people don't understand something. It's not yours, nigga. It's just your turn, right? If she doesn't want to give it to you, then chill, bro. It's cool. Don't force her. Numbers are going to phone her when she wants to get fucked.
Wait,
do you actually save your number? God damn.
What are you saying, bro?
What do you mean?
Wait, you actually get to the point where can I have your number? I'll call you back and.
I might pretend to save your number, but then, God damn, no. Like,
hell no. I am not taking down your number.
You have a lot of dress belts, don't you?
I am not. Wait, no. I am not taking down your number.
You have a girlfriend, right? You have a girlfriend.
Yeah, so this week I haven't tapped.
Do you have a girlfriend, nigga?
Yeah, I do. I actually do have a girlfriend, man.
And are you loyal to your girlfriend?
No. Yes. Yes, because she listens to this show. So yes, I'm loyal.
Okay, that's a no.
I'm freaking loyal. I am loyal.
No, you don't.
You're
not.
Then you would understand what I'm talking about, bro. Because you and your girlfriend.
I am loyal.
Hold up. Cousin is loyal because she listens.
So what you're saying is that
I'm saying you've already answered. Yes. No, you're not.
I'm loyal.
You missed that. Thank
Dre,
you.
Dre, vouch for me. It. I'm loyal. Dre.
Straight up.
Dre.
Dear cousin Louis' girlfriend. You're messing with
what the hell are you doing?
I am loyal, you guys.
Listen. Louis just a flirt, okay?
Yeah.
He ain't trying to hurt nobody.
True. True that. Okay, so back to ditching people. So the only time I was ditched, I was in South Africa, and I think it was, you know, with regards to the language barrier. So, you know,
nah, this are you seriously gonna blame the language?
No, it was language.
Nah, fam. If y'all wanna fuck with the Unotaurachi,
it was freaking language.
It's obvious.
It was freaking, no, like, this shit was so fine, you guys, right? And I'm there, I'm like, yo, mama, this, that. And she's like, it's Kuluma. Like, I'm like, God damn. Then I think for like 30 minutes.
Do you know something called body language?
Nah, the homie just flamed out. Don't lie. He just flamed out. You're just trying to blame the chick for ditching, but he just flamed out.
No, okay, like, it was impossible.
What?
It was
There's
close
no such
impossible.
Thing, my friend.
It was close. It was so impossible.
I'm telling
you
now, it's not impossible.
Dude.
Oh, so
you just haven't had the, I don't know what I can call it, but like, it's not impossible.
You wake up.
People, I've been to Botswana.
But honestly though, what the fuck does language have to do with sex?
Thank you. That's what we're saying.
Okay.
If anything, that's a turn on.
I don't know, but
just
okay. I'm blaming language barrier right now.
See, I don't feel like language. I don't feel like language barrier is language barrier. I don't feel like it's your best.
You know, okay. Here's the thing. I think she was like bored, like literally bored. She was just sitting, right? She was just sitting, and I thought, you know what? I can go and do something.
This is what happened.
I'm trying to talk to this girl
who was already not feeling the club anymore. Your voice,
exactly.
And you just added water.
She was freaking fine, you guys. I wanted to try my luck.
What happened was, you got there, she let you sit there, but you didn't ask for it. She's been waiting for someone to tell her, yo, let's go fuck. You didn't say nothing.
Usually when you see a girl in a club sitting, like, take it from a girl, if you see a girl in a club just sitting, she wants to fuck. She's thinking right now, my two options are either to go home or to get dick. And she's frustrated because there's no dick right now.
And you sit there, Wonyara.
Nay.
I wasn't quiet,
where
man.
Do you
I
come
wasn't...
from? Nah, nigga.
This chick could not speak English. She could not speak English.
Anyway, to round it up, what tips do you guys have to like people, girls, guys, to ditch someone in a club?
Yeah, your wingman. I'm
besides
still with the wingman
you.
Thing.
Yeah, your wingman.
I'm cool. I agree with the homie.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have a wingman, use a wingman. But if you don't, if you really don't, just lie through your teeth, man. Like low key, and major key. Just lie through your damn teeth. Whatever you do, she's probably gonna believe you because she came with you.
Mm-hmm. What if she didn't come with you?
You guys, I'm gonna night in the club. You don't owe her any explanation.
Walk
just
away.
True thing.
You get me.
Never. I think for me, if you're a girl, just go for it, sissy. Pick the better dick. Pick the better situation. If you know.
So with the better dick now it's a surprise for you. Now that's a surprise.
No, that's what I'm saying. If he came with you, chances are you know what his dick's like. Sex appeal. Vibe.
Yeah.
It's about a vibe, honestly. you gotta risk it. But yeah, I feel like I believe in honesty and just getting to the point.
Yeah.
Why are we trying to lie to each other? Yeah. Why are you trying to tell me go to bathroom? Just like do you indica to go no trying to finesse another chick and that was that chick? My one. That's what's up. And I feel like it's all about like taking your L maturely and like moving on.
Yeah.
Hey,
no point of like sulky.
Yeah, I think as a man, don't take it to heart as a man.
And then it's pointless. So yeah, guys.
True that, Lala.
Because
what are you doing, my boyfriend?
Exactly. That's
it's life. But yes, I feel it. I fucked.
That's what's up, guys.
Do what I do like I'm doing for TV.
Feeling kind of super fine. Few super dudes online. So me and my boy.
Okay, so this is the lounge. And Nash, this is your time to shine. I know you like shining, so.
Yeah.
So who's Nash? What is Nash? Like, what's up with you? What's your hustle?
Who's Nash? Nash is me. I'm pretty sure we got past that. What is Nash? Nash is a boy, or a man in this case. Nah, I'm just a guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a chef, actually. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to share your real name, no?
Nah, my real name is not important.
Okay.
I think what I do is what's important.
Okay, what's your hustle?
Nah, I'm a chef, man. Mm-hmm. Nothing more, nothing less. I cook for a living. Mm-hmm. I love doing what I do.
What like, made you get into it?
Honestly, I just love food.
Mm-hmm.
I love eating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really love eating. Like, I even have a gut right now
because
of eating. But then my mom actually was a very good cook growing up.
Mm-hmm.
She'd always cook exotic foods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, I don't know how. But all I just saw was a book. But then when she made...
Was she a chef or she was just like interested in that?
Nah, she was just interested like that.
Okay.
You know, score.
Yeah.
She just cooked and we loved the food. So I just wanted to do that also. Mm-hmm. And so I started running with it. Mm-hmm. Then she sent me to the school. I've been cooking ever since. So basically since 2018 now, no? So 2010, been cooking since then.
Okay.
Never looked back since.
And like, so is it about pleasing people with your food? Or is it about you showing off with what you can do? Like, what is it exactly?
No, with cooking, it's not about pleasing anyone but yourself.
Really?
Yeah. If you're happy with the food that you produce, then that's all you can hope for. If someone doesn't like your food, you can't force them to like it. It's not appealing to them or it's not appetizing to the palate. You know what I'm saying? But then you do have people that actually love your food and then they'll tell you, yo, man, you should do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people that you should look for, people that encourage you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't just have a guy who's going to be like, ah, bro, your food is not nice. I don't like it.
And then like there's no constructive criticism.
I don't want that, but I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So what don't you like about it? Is there too much salt? There's too much sauce. What is it?
Yeah.
They're just trying to bag on you. These are people that you don't need. You know?
So where do you see yourself living the next 3 years?
Yo, I really see myself opening my very first food truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really want to do that now. And
why truck?
Because I feel like with food, it needs to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if I like open up my food truck, I can go around Zimbabwe and just educate people about food.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't want it to just be regular, normal food. I want it to be like a Mexican food truck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's cheaper?
Nah, it's not cheap.
Because we also have to look, you know, at the financial side of that.
Nah, food truck, I don't think a food truck is cheaper. I feel like it's just the same thing as a restaurant because you need to pay for fuel. You need to buy your own. Listen, bro. You need to buy fuel. You need to buy the stoves. You need to buy the gas. You just need to get yourself
I mean, this is with regards to the restaurants that I usually go to, so it's cheaper.
Louis, it's not your time to change.
Really?
Okay.
With the places you usually go to, that's like Ocean Basket and everything. That are flagship stores all over the world. I'm just a food truck. I'm just trying to be an entrepreneur right here. Mm-hmm. Not trying to be fancy, just trying to educate people about different foods. You feel
but me? You have to be fancy.
Nah.
Louis!
Fancy has to win the game.
Oh, sorry.
Lala. Get out of here, please.
Fancy doesn't win the game. It's like a baker's in our good government because I think somehow to get doll, but I'll go win a man.
True. Those things go down.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, man.
That's basically it.
That's basically me just trying
to. But, like, would you want to, like, move from truck to, like.
Yeah, that's the vision. You know, from food truck to a restaurant. here and there, but I don't want it to be one of those restaurants where it's in a set location. I want it to be a pop-up restaurant. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think a lot of people are doing that, or they even know about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah, because if you've seen Gordon Ramsay's shows, he's got Hell on Wheels. It's a pop-up restaurant. Everywhere you go, it's a pop-up. Mm-hmm. Doesn't serve the same food twice. So that's what I'm trying to do.
That's cool. So yeah, we're going to play a little game with you.
Oh, for sure.
And you're just meant to say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Okay. Sunday is the best day too.
Fuck.
Bless.
Go to church, nigga.
Louis, can you, like, boy. Oh,
yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Lala.
If the love of your life was a cocktail, what would it be?
Vodka on the rocks.
Is that a cocktail?
I don't fuck with cocktails. They're for females. No offense.
Okay. All right.
No offense.
You have 5 words to tell us about your perfect weekend of fun. 5 words.
Drink, fuck, alcohol, drugs, girls.
Okay.
Drink and alcohol.
You said the same things different words.
Exactly. Anyway. It's the same thing. Okay. I love that shit.
Would you rather party? Okay, sorry. You met the love of your life in the club. What would they be doing?
Twerking.
Twerking.
Miley would you, Cyrus.
Would you rather party with Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna. Bad bitch style.
Why?
Because Rihanna's just a motherfucking bad bitch. She's the original bad bitch.
I'm always saying this. The original bad girl. Anyway, whiskey versus vodka.
Whiskey.
Cider versus beer.
My man.
None of the above.
You gotta pick one. Don't be boring. Cider versus beer.
Beer.
Rum versus gin.
Rum.
Lager versus draft.
Draft.
Okay, who would you fuck, marry, and kill?
I'd fuck Rihanna, definitely. Uh-huh. Like, would you marry? Got that. I'd marry Beyonce.
Why? You wouldn't party with her, but you want to marry her?
Beyonce's got that mother nurturing type of vibe to her.
True, true.
You feel me? Like, I'd like her. And then
who would you kill?
I would kill Ariana Grande.
Why?
She's fucking white, bro.
Cool, we're going that path.
God damn, boy. God,
I'm sorry, I'm a low-key racist.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for coming. It was fun. I hope you had fun.
Nah, I appreciate you guys for having me. Like, I really enjoyed it.
Wait. Do you have like a shift page?
No.
No.
None of that.
Okay.
I'm not there yet in my career. Okay. But in the next couple of months, definitely.
If people want to hire your services, how can we get in touch?
You can talk to my manager Lala. You know, she's one of the hosts on the show. You can talk to her.
This was actually made up. All right. Next.
So, yeah.
Thank you for coming, guys.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
And now. Capital 263.